Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to r/entitledpeople, where this entitled cousin demands a free house from her own family member. Entitled cousin wants my mum to give her one of her properties. This happened a couple of months ago. Some info. After my grandma died, she left some properties equally shared between her kids. Mum's been low contact with her siblings for a while now. One day, my entitled cousin called my mum out of the blue. The call went more or less like this. Hello?
Hi auntie, it's me, Melinda, Samantha's daughter, your favourite niece.
My mum was instantly annoyed. Yeah, I know who you are. There's something called caller ID.
Oh, I didn't know you had my number. Well, aren't you happy I called? Everyone I call is happy that I do.
I'm not one of your friends, and we haven't talked in over 10 years, and I'm wondering why you're saying you're my favourite niece.
I'm your favourite niece because of my kids. I know you adore them.
I haven't seen your oldest kid since he was a baby, and I haven't even met your daughter. Besides, my other nieces also have kids. Don't see what makes you different from them.
What, no, because they're my kids. You must love them.
No, they're basically strangers to me. Anyway, what do you want?
You see, it's about the timeshare. You haven't been there in years, so I want you to gift me your part of it. I use it every year, and my kids love it.
No, and you've used my part without even letting me know. You rent it every year, and I haven't seen a single cent on my property that you're profiting from.
Well, no, because with that rent, I paid the fees, and there was nothing left.
You and me both know that's not true. Jane, who is another one of my mum's siblings, paid those fees. And you promised you'd pay her back, which you haven't done.
That's not true. I'm sure that Leo fed you those lies. He hates my kids and will come up with lies to ruin us.
Leo is another of my mum's siblings. No, it was Erica, the last of my mum's four siblings.
And you promised her you'd give her half the rent of her part, and you haven't done so. They're both lying. I've paid the late fees as well. You all owe me. That's why you have to give me your parts.
If you really want it so badly, I'll sell it for 60k.
What? You won't gift it to me? You know I don't have that much, and with what you're asking for, I could just buy one for myself. Why are you so mean?
I'm not mean. That is the asking price of my share. Take it or leave it.
You know I don't have any money. That's why I'm telling you to give it to me.
No, it's also your cousin's property, and I'm giving it to them. You should ask them.
Oh, you're breaking my kid's heart. You know how much they love it. Think about it.
You're the one that's wrong. My share is worth 60,000. The property's worth over 300.
What? You're delusional. It's not worth that much.
Pot meets kettle. You're calling me delusional for knowing how much my properties are worth and asking for a reasonable price, yet you're asking me to gift it to you. Who's the one being delusional here?
But think about my kids.
What about them? We all know you use them to get sympathy and get whatever you want.
That's not true.
Really? All you've said is how much your kids love going, yet you have a timeshare at Orlando and haven't used it because your kids prefer the beach than Disney. When we've all heard them asking you when you're gonna take them. Don't waste my time anymore. I've got other things to do. Goodbye. After my mum hung up, my entitled cousin went to Facebook to rant about her evil aunt who didn't want to give her the timeshare. It didn't take long before Jane's son, Leo, and Erica commented that she was asking them to gift their parts as well. So mum wasn't wrong.
To be honest with you guys, I actually slightly do admire the cheek of this woman just going through every family member who has a share in that house and saying, oh, my kids really need it. Please just give me your share. No one else's. Don't worry. Is the eventual plan just to end up with the entire house and live in it? I don't know. Honestly, I kind of rate it. Doesn't really work that well when everyone comes together and says, oh yeah, has this person been asking for your share of the house as well? Yes, yes, yes. Oh wait, she's asked all of us. What a cow.
Now for our next entitled people story. The fact that you declared yourself woke doesn't mean you're entitled to stuff about my private life. Little disclaimer, guys. I'm cringing to use the word woke, but that's the most fitting description there is. So first, some background.
After me and my long-term girlfriend parted ways in early 2021 due to opposite long-term goals, I was down. But then I met my now girlfriend, Julia, at work. Julia shares my screwed up sense of humor, and it's just pleasant for me being with her, and I can be myself around her with all my stupid jokes. But here's a thing about Julia. Julia was born as Julian and lived for 15 years as Julian before the hormones, surgery, and all the legal stuff. She told me as soon as we got closer and told me that she would understand it if it was a red flag for me and that she wouldn't hold a grudge if I couldn't handle it. To be honest, at first I was taken aback, but it was nothing big for me. I love her and she's beautiful. From the short blue hair, her piercings and tunnels, to the 1.5 head she's shorter than me. We both work at the hospital. I'm a nurse while she works as a lab tech. So word got around that I date the trans girl in the lab, and that was the number one talk for some days, but it died down. Sure, I got some questions like, is that really okay for you? You know, the whole trans thing? Or nice things like, respect, I couldn't do it, but those I can smile away. I have a particularly nosy coworker. She's one of the nurses. Let's call her, well, Karen. Karen is that kind of nurse which does okay work, but never works overtime and always wants the weekends off because she's got stuff to do, like everyone else doesn't have a private life. She's the nosy kind and mostly the one who spreads hospital gossip like Corona in early 2020. Yeah, still a bit too recent to make jokes about it, isn't it? I don't know. If you can't joke, just cry. But it wasn't just harmless stuff. She started the rumour that one of our attendings had an affair with an intern at the Christmas party, although we just drove her home. So she started badgering me about information about Julia's and my relationship. Stuff like, isn't that a problem for you? Or does she have a you know what? But I shut that down pretty quickly. I nipped it in the butt, as you Americans may say. But today really took the cake. This happened during my smoke break. Yeah, I know smoking is bad, but I stopped with overdosing myself with caffeine, so I need nicotine because without it, I may be flipping over an ambulance like frickin' Hulk. Anyway, Karen says, oh, hi, OP. I innerly sigh and maybe burn down half my cigarette with one drag. Hi, Karen. What's up? Smoking. Yeah, I see that. So how is Julia? Fine. Everything fine between you two? Yep. So, you've been with her? I record scratch and look up. What? Oh, come on, don't give me that, you know what I mean? I don't really think that's your business, Karen. Oh, come on, don't be such a prude, don't be shy. I won't judge you. I am the German equivalent to being woke. To be honest, I don't know which word she used. I'll pass, thanks. What happens between Julia and me stays between Julia and me. Oh, come on, you told Nadia. That's my work wife and best friend since nursing school. Why not me? Well, no, because Nadia's actually my friend. I didn't talk about it with Frank, another male nurse. Nice guy, but we aren't more than co-workers who talk about the NFL. So why would I say it to you? Oh, you know, I'm just interested in looking out for my fellow co-workers. So tell me. Yeah, I'm going to pass on that, Karen. I proceed to take my last drag from my cigarettes and put it out in the ashtray because I'm not a pig and like our janitor. I proceeded to walk away. I'll ask Julia then. Girls aren't as prudish as you guys. I laughed while I walked back in. Julia isn't going to tell her anything because I know one thing for sure. Julia hates her guts because Karen gave her a bad time for being trans when she started working at the hospital. I told Nadia about it and she chuckled, but she warned me of the incoming poop storm because I angered Queen Karen, the queen of the middle-aged gossip nurses. But now what? I'm together with the girl I love, and I work in this soul-sucking snake pit of a hospital long enough to stand my ground. Yes, bro, good on you for standing up for yourself, mate. Honestly, like, it's actually crazy. I can't even begin to imagine how horrible that must be, having everyone say, oh yeah, are you sure about your relationship? And by the way, someone saying, yo, big respect, bro, I couldn't do it myself. That's actually like the craziest comment of all time. My God, well, look, you love her and you know that, so you're absolutely fine. Try and ignore these people. You seem to be doing a good job. Honestly, some of the comments that you're getting must just be horrific and I feel so bad for you. It's also weird that she keeps asking about it, isn't it? Almost as if she wants to get in the mix. Does she want a little threesome? That's my question. And only Karen knows the answer. So I'm going to get her in the next episode on my channel and interview her. 100%.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And now for our third story of today's episode. Office leech wants good hand cream. This happened earlier today. One of the girls in my office, Sabrina, is known to be a bit of a selfish ditz. Nothing too over the top, just the standard will borrow your umbrella and not return it, will go into your drawer to grab painkillers, etc. She once dropped part of her lunch on the ground and stood there, staring at it, until someone else cleaned it up for her. Today she was in fine form, stopping by my desk. She said a quick, "Hi, how are you?" and as she was saying this, grabbed my tube of hand cream and helped herself. Yeah, a bit irritating, but okay. She walked off without waiting for me to finish my sentence and stopped two desks over and did the same thing to another co-worker, this time helping herself to perfume. I tucked my hand cream away in my desk. A few hours later, I'm on a call and I see a hand on my desk. She's returned, this time not bothering to even try and say something or get my attention. She fumbles in the spot where the cream should be for a moment before seeing it's gone. She frowns and waits for me to finish my call. After my call, I offer her a sample tube of a different brand of hand cream and tell her she can have it. She looks at it and says, "No, I prefer the other one," and then leaves. She goes back to her desk and posts in the office chat, "Hi team, does anyone have any hand cream?" One of the team offers her some basic brand and once again she turns up her nose. She's clearly waiting for me to offer her mine. I just typed in the chat, "I offered you a whole tube, lol." She did not respond. Yeah, no, I rate that from you, OP. You gotta out her. Come on, like, what's she doing? Seriously, it's only hand cream. Like, how expensive is hand cream? Can't be that much, can it? Just go down to the shop and buy some, you big fat fraud. Come on. And also, how many times, realistically, talk to me, do you need to put hand cream on per day? Multiple times a day? I mean, look at my hands. Seriously, look at them. Do you want to know the last time I put hand cream on? The answer's never. They're absolutely glowing, okay? So, yeah, think about that. And now for our final post of this episode. Drop everything for this non-emergency. So, this happened 2 days ago and I'm still annoyed by it. I was waiting outside my husband's work for him, as he doesn't drive. It was past closing time, but I didn't mind as he often works a little later to help unload trucks or take care of loose ends. I get a call from my mum, which I begrudgingly answer, only to be blasted by the sounds of my mother in hysterics, and my brother, let's call him Kevin, wailing in the background. I can't hear what they're saying, but I can hear my mum saying something is broken, and Kevin saying he's dying. She begged me to come there and help. I called my husband and asked if we could leave, as I think there was a crisis. Yes, he wasn't thrilled, but he managed to slip away. We get to my mum's. My husband went to go check up on their dog as it was locked outside and crying. I go inside and my mum is still in hysterics. Kevin comes to me and he looks completely fine. He insists though that something is broken in his arm because when he moves it, it feels weird and his body feels skew. I told him there wasn't anything I could really do, but I would drive Kevin to the hospital if he wanted to. But neither of them wanted that. My mum kept working herself into a state, so I told her if she can't get herself under control, I'm going home. She started crying harder and said that no one wants to help her. She then asked me to find someone to help her in the complex, which my husband and I gladly agreed to. We couldn't find anyone, so we went to the guy my mum was seeing, until Kevin assaulted him with a spanner. He didn't want to get involved as he's tired of the drama, and it sounds like nothing is wrong. I then voiced my suspicion that Kevin took something that's making him hallucinate the issue. My husband and my mum's ex agreed. My mum started to blow up my phone, so we headed back. Kevin had calmed down by this point, but my mum started screaming again, which was working him up. I had to chase her away so I could figure out what was going on. I had my brother move both his arms, and I couldn't see anything wrong, so I told him that I thought it was just a muscle spasm. I said to him to lie down for a bit and take a painkiller when he gets up. For once, Kevin chose not to be a douche, and he listened. I let the dog back in, as she's been outside for hours without water. My mum then walked into the room and started shouting about the dog, which woke my brother up. I told my mum to stop and let him rest for a bit, but she carried on about how it's not fair that the dog needs to be fed, and that she has so much work to do, and that there's no one to help her and take care of her. It's always annoyed me when she says stuff like this, because she's a grown woman, and no matter what she thinks of the dog, it didn't ask to be there. I told her again, she needs to control herself or I'm leaving. She then goes off about how no one cares about her and no one takes care of her. She started going on about how she's in debt and the bank won't return her money that got stolen out of her account, and how it's unfair that someone she loaned money from is asking to be paid back. My God, she used to do this with my grandparents so they give her money, and now she's trying it with me. What a woman. I let her go on for a little bit, but I eventually told her that she needs to calm down, and I can't help her if she refuses to listen. I told her I had to go home and she should take advantage of my brother's sleep state to get work done. She clammed up and let me leave at that point. I'm still upset by it, not because it was such a minor thing, but the fact that I'm expected to drop everything whenever there is trouble there. My mother acts like I'm supposed to be at her side whenever she wants me to be, and I just can't do it anymore. Sorry for the rants, but I felt it would be good to share. Well, if any of you have parents like this, first of all, I'm very sorry. That must be tough. Second of all, have you got any stories like this one where they've really demanded your help when they really don't need it and they can't really live on their own? They're always kind of like asking after you, needing your help, getting you to come around, whatever, whatever. I want to hear down below. Now, for me personally, fortunately, my parents are not like this. They can actually live on their own. Incredibly. I mean, who knew parents could do that? I didn't. But yeah, comment down below. I want to hear your stories about people like this. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this one. Really hope you have enjoyed it. If you want to see some more stories about entitled people straight away, check out this video from the other day. It's gone down really well with you lot, and loads of you are watching it each and every day at the moment. So yeah, if you haven't seen it, do check it out. If you're new to the channel, hit this button and subscribe for daily Reddit videos. And I will see you guys all tomorrow with a brand new one.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.